Please join us for In the Spotlight, a weekly review with Simone Herodin, the Communications and Brand Management Specialist at Artscape Theatre. Simone has been with the Artscape Theatre since 2000, and she also serves on the board of, which is one of the associated companies at Artscape. In her free time, she loves to engage in writing and has also written and performed her autobiographical one-woman drama and makes cameo appearances in productions such as The Boogie Shows. She is known to have a big personality and is known for her frivolous fun. We all know Simone's wonderful, exciting energy when we get to the theatre. She is definitely an adventurous queen and a strong advocate for gender equality and a staunch opponent of ageism. We are very pleased to do this weekly chat in the spotlight with Simone Herodin.
As always, we look forward to our weekly catch up with Simone Herodin from the Artscape Theatre to find out what is under the spotlight at Artscape this week. Well, Simone, have you managed to swim through the muddy puddles? And you have come out of all the excitement of the youth performances. Where are you at now?
Oh, Janet, absolutely. The muddy puddles have been swept up. We are getting ready for heritage celebrations, which is starting on Friday. So we don't do Friday the 13th like it's normally done. We celebrate it on that day.
Oh, wonderful. That is very exciting. So Heritage Day is a big day in the country's calendar. So please let us know what we can look forward to.
Amazing and exciting productions on Saturday, the 14th. We actually have two productions on the day. So the first one is the Rainbow Rhythm Celebrating 30 Years of Democracy concert. And the name is inspired by the late Archbishop Emeritus Desmond Tutu, our Rainbow Nation. And there will be
Amazing.
Amazing acts. Absolutely amazing acts, including Hilton Schilder and his Guma Band, Dizu Plaikis with Marimba, real dancers from Clan William, Tari Dance Group with some Indian dancers and Malay choirs and even some colorful minstrels.
So a nice smorgasbord of all kinds of cultural activities. What a wonderful way to pay tribute to heritage in our country.
Yes, and also that concert is open. It's actually free. They must just dial into our box office, which is 021-421-7695, which I can repeat later, and reserve their tickets.
Wonderful. So, two magic words, free and easy access. What a wonderful way to lead up into the Heritage Month celebrations. That is just amazing, Simone. So, we've got that free concert coming up. What else can we look forward to?
A double ball on Saturday, because the very evening at 19:30 is the Variety Gala concert celebrating 30 years of democracy in the arts. This is produced by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra, and those who go to the orchestra every Thursday during the seasons will know what a world-class orchestra we have.
Absolutely. Well celebrated and definitely known worldwide with many international collaborators. What a joy to have that in your cachet of wonderful things on offer, Simone.
Absolutely. It includes acts by Cape Town Opera, City Ballet, Jazz Art, the CPO Afri Arts Choir, and some acts by Zip Zap Circus. But I am sure that people will be very excited to see other major acts such as Taryn Lam. I mean, who can forget her doing the national anthem?
I mean, I'm just gobsmacked. We saw Taryn sing the national anthem and we were like, hey, did we know this girl can sing? It was new for me.
Well, this girl is going to
Maybe
sing
I'm
again
just
on
in the
Saturday
dark.
night. Saturday
Oh,
night, she'll
wow.
sing.
That is amazing. So, Simone, I'm just wondering, it must be amazing to dress up in the morning and come to work at the Artscape Theatre. Will you tell us what your morning is like when you arrive?
Well, that's a very good question, Jared, because often people ask a lot of us in the theatre as administrators, because they just see the curtain going up, what do you do? So there are Monday mornings, there are planning meetings, there are new request meetings which have to be considered, there are programming meetings that we need to attend to see that the theatre and our theatres are full and entertaining for the patrons. And there's communications to do with the media, such as yourself. with our stakeholders. There are repairs to be done by our engineers, by our electricians. There are carpets to be cleaned by the cleaning staff. There's a host of activities that needs to be done. Personally, with me, it's a lot of administration, obviously, as far as the communications are concerned, as far as the brand management are concerned, marketing material that needs to be looked at from all spheres and angles, to showcase both the productions in their best form so that people are attracted to come and see them, as well as reflecting the brand of Artscape and, of course, the brand of the producers. But most of all, our artists, they are the ones who make the
Absolutely.
art shine.
You know, Simone, I'm so glad that we discussed this because people just see it's securing those, it's keeping that diary and the calendar full. It's a full-time production. So it's a production that's ongoing for you and your team. And we get to see beautiful snippets of what it is that makes up the Artscape Theatre.
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it, and also a lot of hard work from the artists. Artists are like sports stars. They need to practice and rehearse every single day.
Wonderful. Simone, we were very lucky to come and meet the cast of the Magic Box. Do tell us, how are they doing in preparations for Curtain Up?
I don't want to give away too many secrets, but I think I'll give away a sneak little secret is that this is the world premiere of the English version of Disney Box. And
Oh,
Artscape
my
is going to
goodness.
be lit up in all the colors of Disney. So
My
that's going to
goodness.
be something different that Artscape has not experienced in a long, long time. I don't know in the early days when it was still called the Nico Milan, but we've never had a fully lit up Artscape that can be seen. Hopefully, it can be seen from at least the International Spaceship.
Well,
And it's
Simone,
going to
what I
be
can
there.
say is that you and I have known Artscape from our youthful days. We've never seen anything like this.
No.
So,
No.
at least in the last 15 or 20 years, we have not seen this. So it's definitely something to look forward to.
Definitely something to look forward to. It's not specifically a show for children. It is more to bring out the inner child in you. It is an adult show, but it is child friendly. So there's no foul language. There's just fun to be had.
Absolutely. And so looking forward, Simone. Always inspiring and exciting to chat to you. I'm all fired up and looking forward to this weekend's production.
Wonderful to see everyone at the theatre this weekend and beyond.
We will certainly spread the word. Looking forward, Simone. All the best. Thank you so much.